Surprise, surprise. And see it in their eyes. Gonna see we've made it through another day. And I say, oh,
it's 40 years of a small town doing some heart work and heart work. Some of the most important stuff we can do to reach out to folks when they're hurting, to do our best to not judge those, and just show up, meet people where they are. And that's what WAVE has been doing for 40 years. Ever since a small group of people got together, 40 years, close to the day, April 21st. Years. WAVE is an official 501c3 not-for-profit corporation. We have a car.
We do.
We have a car. That's kind of a cool deal. And we've got a long-term goal of having a building, of having a place for WAVE to permanently have an office. Because the work of education and prevention and advocacy is never done. We'd love to say we just work ourselves out of this work. And we work with humans. And there's some great parts of us, like we see right here. And there's some really difficult parts that we need to work with and manage and accept as part of the race of who we are. And I love that moment of quiet, just to honor everything that's come before.
I was in the first group of people that got together to form WAVE and was quite active in it for probably 25 years. But now it's been taken over by people who are very, very competent, and it's gone places I never imagined it could go.
Tell me, in the early days, I mean, it was just volunteers basically, seeing a need in the community, right?
It was all volunteers. We had people that were trained as advocates, and they would meet up with people and talk to them about their situation and try to see how they could help them look for options. We had safe homes where people could stay for short periods of time. We had people who were doing presentations in churches and different community groups and whatever educational opportunities we could make happen.
And then I think you've had like paid staff with WAVE for a couple decades now, though. Has it been that long?
Well, the first was part time Wendy Einerson, and then Annette was our first full time staff, but lots of wonderful people volunteering over the years that put in so many hours. Rexanne Stafford, Tekla Ian, Judy Chrome, Kathy Bracken, Patty Biggers, just people put in lots of hours and helped make a difference.
What are your other thoughts or emotions at celebrating this day today?
It's makes me very optimistic and happy. It's sad that society still is dealing with the same issues. I think that we've made lots of progress, but we're not there yet.
Mm-hmm. 10 years you've been with WAVE, so one quarter of its existence. Give me your thoughts on this momentous day and celebrating this mark here.
I think it's just really great to think back on that very first meeting that happened. And those people who chose to walk through that door and sit down at that meeting, and then to think about where we are today with 4 staff members who are working full-time in prevention work and in advocacy work. And it was really neat getting ready for this event and seeing some of the meeting notes that happened from that very first meeting. And they were talking about how they wanted to get into the schools and talk about prevention, and that's what we're doing. And you know, I think that just has a really big impact on the community, and that's really just neat to think about.
Where's the direction of the future for WAVE?
You know, since I've been here 10 years, we've moved probably 3 times, and I would love to not have to move Wave again and find a permanent home. So ideally, we could find a permanent location, and I think that's our next big move, is to find someplace for Wave to be permanent.
Okay. All right. Any other thoughts on this day?
It's just been really great, and I think, you know, everyone who contributed their artwork and their time and effort to make this happen has been so great, and it's nice to just sit back and celebrate 40 years of being in Petersburg and doing the work.